I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors.
Now we head down to Brookings Game Fish and Parks offices, biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, I imagine since we visited last week, you're busy with the spawning operation?
Yeah, we are. We wrapped up our operations down by Sioux Falls on Twin and Diamond Lakes, and moved up further north. We're currently on East and West Oakwood, Brush Lake, and we just set nets into Lake Sinai, and it's been a good year for us. I think our personal best, we've taken over 40 million eggs so far. In the last couple days, we've been averaging 8-9 million eggs. Good populations of nicer walleyes on the Oakwood. Brush Lake is full of big fish, or we're seeing lots of big fish, fish in that 4 to 8 pound class that we're spawning currently, and don't have a read on Sinai yet, but I think that lake has a pretty good walleye population in it too. But my guess is that we probably will be wrapping up this whole spawning operation within a week. The eggs are coming in pretty fast from all areas now.
So that sounds, over the years and visiting about this with you, it seems like that's way over about double of a normal good year for you, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we've got some pretty good fish populations around the region, walleye populations. Partly we really haven't suffered much from winter kill lately, and so there are quite a few bigger walleyes in southeastern South Dakota right now.
Well, where's some of the is shore casting boats, I imagine, are starting to get out, but is any hot spots or good places for catching eaters or bigger fish casting from shore?
You know, they've been fishing Brush Lake. I've seen people fishing along the grade there, and I did, that would be the Highway 14 grade, walking down to the lake from Highway 14 there, and I did hear they were catching some fish there. I think they've been fishing, they've been picking up some fish on West and East 81 there, right off the grade. Have not heard anything, and we really haven't seen a lot of activity out at the Oakwoods yet. Pretty good punch of small perch in there for them to feed on, so I don't know if those fish are pretty well fed. Even though before the ice went out, the west end of West Oakwood Lake, they were fishing that where the water flows in from a slough there and catching fish there. But around the rest of the region, the reports have been kind of scarce so far. We aren't hearing much out of the Big Sioux anglers because that water's so high. I don't even know if it's fishable right now. But haven't heard a lot out of the Madison Lakes yet. These walleyes, when they're in the middle of the spawn, can be kind of difficult to catch. So my guess is in about a week or two, we should be getting some reports of some pretty good catches.
Well, Dave Lucchese, biologist out of the Sioux Falls and Brookings Game Fish and Parks offices, thank you. Now we travel up to the offices, Game Fish and Parks in Watertown. Kyle Lenzner, conservation officer, and first over in Clark County, maybe a few of the lakes, people trying shore fishing for walleyes.
Yep, that wind last week and warmer temperatures, that really opened things up over there. Guys are starting to get out and do some shore fishing. Haven't seen too much for boats yet. Couple guys getting anxious, getting the boats out, but shore fishing's been pretty decent. I know guys down on Dry Lake 2 there, they're doing pretty good in the evenings, casting from shore, getting a few walleye all the way up to even a few limits of getting caught down there. So
there's a few roads that have signs on it, but you can walk and fish that shoreline in most all those areas, can't you?
Yep. You can walk out on those roads and fish those roads down there on Dry Lake and the shoreline. Walking the shoreline, as long as you're on the game and fish ground or the federal ground, you'd be good to go. Yep. Just got to stay up the private.
Well, I know on Goose Lake, the water has been over that Grover Tar. Have you seen, has that receded? I haven't been over there in about a week.
I guess I haven't. I know the last time I was down there would have been probably 3 days ago or so, and the water was still over the road at that time.
No, there's not really an outlet, so that might stay up high enough to keep that road covered in a long time.
Yeah, it could. It depends on what we get for some moisture coming up here, but
do you know if the do you know Kyle, if the dock is out there on the state access on the northwest side?
Not sure on that one.
Okay.
I know they're going. They've been going around this week, trying to get all the this past week here, getting all those trying to get those docks in. But it's a pretty small crew that goes around and does it. And not only are they putting the docks in, but they're dragging the parking lots and making sure everything's in good working order for guys when they come up.
Well, closer to Watertown, I think Lake Pelican and Kempeska from Sandy Shores to the north side may be giving up some fish at sunrise and sunset hours.
Yep. I know Pelican's been, guys have been getting a few out there. It's been kind of a, all of them have been kind of right at dark or after dark. Kempeska there, like Lunkers or any of the other access points, they've been getting fish, but that's been an after dark deal. Some decent fish are getting caught. I know guys are getting some of that 24, 25 inch mark. So.
Okay. Well, Kyle,
nice fish getting caught, but not a lot of them.
Yeah. Well, that's normal fishing anyway.
Yep.
Kyle Lenzner with the Hamlin and Coddington and State Game Fish and Parks offices. Thank you. Now we talked to Chuck Krause out west of Gettysburg, Whitlock Bay area. And Chuck, something we haven't heard for a long time, you had a guy come and tell you about a smelt run.
Yeah, I not only came and told me about it, but he showed me the sizes of them and the condition of them. They looked really good. It was the night before last, he was out, I think he was just out across the bridge over at Forest City and wasn't pulling a net or anything. He was just throwing one of those casting nets. And he said he got some just about every time that he threw. He said they're pretty thick and heavy, so he ended up getting, I think he got his limit, which is a 5-gallon bucket, in probably two or three throws. So, yeah, that's something we haven't seen in quite a few years. That added to, lack of fish, it's going to make fishing probably a little bit tougher right now. The Northerns were going pretty good last week. I made it out, I think it was a week, just last Friday. Fished up around the Dodge Draw area, or actually right at Dodge Draw shore, and caught my limit of northern pike. Nothing real big, 12.5 pounds, I think, was the biggest. But with the smelt run being there now, it's probably going to kind of slow that activity down a little bit, and haven't heard of anybody doing any walleye fishing yet at all. It's probably too early.
Chuck Krause out of the Whitlock Bay area, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Don Fierstead here with some additional outdoor information. Don't forget about Dakota Sportsman's Eric Wenge's 33rd Annual Walleye Fishing Tournament Saturday, June 9th. Over $12,000 in prizes, $150 per team entry, and that is starting to fill up. We do have the official entry forms right here in the entryway of our radio station, and that tournament, Dakota Sportsman, June 9th. Then on June 10th, the Angler Young Angler Tournament, and that's $150 entry fee. We also have all the information on our entryway as well as entry forms for that tournament. And the Oahe Marina will not be open in 2018. And for information of previously scheduled cabins, you can call Pier at 773-3391. Also, still openings in the 38th Annual Big Stone Walleye Classic, and that's on Big Stone Lake, and June 16th for that. For more information, call Mike Larson, 237-8813. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead. Now we head up to the Webster offices of Game, Fish, and Parks biologist Dr. Brian Blackwell, and right here in Watertown, and maybe over by Gary, do you know when the trout will be stocked?
The trout were stocked this week in the Lions Park Pond, our Third Avenue Pond, was stocked, as well as the Redland Pond out there, the one with the big gazebo by it. So the trout are there. I believe the gary got stocked as well. So people need to take advantage of those fish while they look in before the water warms up too much. So they're there and ready to be caught.
Do you know the average? Is it like 8, 9 to 12 inches?
Right. That's their, typically they're between 8 and 12 inches, you know, with the average probably being, you know, 9.5, 10 inches, with a few of those bigger 12-inch fish in the mix.
Well, eggs, how are you doing on the spawning operation in northeastern South Dakota?
Things are going well. We're working in four different lakes, Lynn and Middle Lynn, a little bit down from what we've had in the past years, but we're still taking a fair amount of eggs. And another couple crews are working on Lardy and a small slough we call the Johnson Slough, and they're doing really well. They're taking quite a few eggs. As of yesterday, I think we had over 50 million in the state prior to taking eggs yesterday, so I would say we're pushing probably 75 million right now, and I believe our goal is 130 million, so a few more days, we should have it all wrapped up.
So weaving up Lynn and Lardy, those lakes up there are ice-free, but a couple aren't?
Right, yeah, everything, the ice left on most of the waters on Sunday with that strong wind and warm temperatures. The ones that aren't, there's still ice on Bitter as well as Waw Bay. I think there may be a little bit on Enemy Swim and Pickerel, but for the most part, everything else I think is pretty well wide open now.
Fishing the Grenville Grade and over by Rush and the outlet there of Blue Dog, has that been popular, giving up any fish in those places?
Yeah, a lot of people are fishing that. The best bite I have heard about is on that Rush Lake Grade right now. Sounds like in the evenings they're catching a fair number of fish right at sunset. Haven't heard much on the Grenville Grade yet, but I would think that should be definitely a good spot to be hitting. And, you know, Blue Dog area as well. We're in that time frame now where it's definitely those fish will be turning on as they wrap up their spawning and start going on a feeding binge.
On where your spawning operation is, are you seeing fishermen out in boats at all?
Yesterday we had one boat show up. Other than that, we haven't seen anybody out there. They came out, they launched about, I'd say 10:30, and we never saw them after that, so I don't know if they caught anything or not.
And last question, Brian, the river, how's their spawning operation going?
You know, things were looking good last week when they had a few test nets in. I know they were going in strong with nets on Monday, and sounded like they took a little over 3 million eggs on Tuesday, and I didn't hear what they did yesterday, but you know, they're pretty optimistic that they're going to have a good year out there.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of the Webster Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Now we travel over to Hamlin County. The conservation officer there, Dan Sternhagen, and as far as the nice weather's here, are any docks out at any of the lakes in your area?
Yeah, Matt. As of right now, the only docks that I know of are going to be all at Pontip and Lake Albert now. With that nice weather, the ice came off kind of in full force. I'm sure everyone has seen it on the news with what the ice did. But it looks like docks are in. We have had a few boats out there and enjoying the nice weather at least.
Well, any success on Ponset from shore early and late in the day?
Yeah, typically what I've been seeing late evenings, I get a handful of guys over at the Stone Bridge or the outlet structure, and guys are coming away with some nice fish. You know, definitely plenty of the 14.5-inch walleyes, but if you stick at it long enough, you might catch a couple of nice ones too. So that's been nice to see.
I think Clear Lake by Thomas will have some fishing pressure from shore, probably on the north side this time of the year, also, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Typically, once that ice goes out on that north end, we will see a few guys get out there and try that. I just haven't been by there this week to see what the ice is doing. I've talked to Craig over there. Sounds like the ice is starting to look really bad last weekend, and I just haven't been by to see if it's really come off yet fully.
Are you seeing a lot of wetlands that filled up or look in better shape this spring in your area?
Yeah, you know, especially around the Esteline area. I mean, the water was really high, that big Sioux, and I'm sure you saw it here in Watertown. You know, the water definitely came up. You know, looking at some of the sloughs, water has been high up pretty much all over, which is nice to see. You know, talking to some of the trappers around, it sounded like everyone did really well with the muskrats this year with that high water.
Do you think Ponset's at the full mark?
The last I heard, we were, I think, 2 feet over full.
Wow.
And with the way the Big Sioux is starting to go, or was going down, they did open up the gates over there so that they can start to release some water. Then the water did come back up, so they ended up closing them again. So I would imagine by the weekend they're going to open it back up and release some more water. So.
Well, Dan Sternhagen, Conservation Officer out of Esteline, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.